once the kids are done with these classes, they're going to be certified to do basic search and rescue. They'll be able to put out small fires. They'll be able to do a little bit of first aid. What we do is it's 6 weeks long course, every Tuesday, Thursday in the ninth grade health class, so the first two periods with Mr. Bacalar. At the end of the spring semester, we're going to have all these ninth graders come back together, and they're going to participate in a full-scale exercise. They'll be alongside the police department, fire department, and the ambulance service, doing what they've learned. We did learn after the fall group, the kids have said some things that will help us do better in the spring group. The kids want to see more hands-on instead of watching a PowerPoint. So we're going to kind of get our PowerPoints a little more kid-friendly and do a little more hands-on and have a couple practical days built in where they can see the ambulance and do those things. And then also, I know they came with the fire department. I wasn't there that day, but they did taught the kids how to put out a small fire with fire extinguishers outside the school. The kids enjoy the hands-on. They enjoy the stories. I think it'll be a good thing. And then they'll each, when they graduate, or after they do the large scale, they'll graduate. And they'll get a certificate. And then they'll get these cute little green backpacks. And they'll have a hard hat in them and a vest that says CERT on it. And it's got some supplies they may need, like leather gloves, duct tape, a few other things. Some of them come with knives and scissors in them, which I will go through them when they come and not allow, obviously, those things in the school. I told the kids, I said, I'm going to take that stuff out. And they all, oh, really? And I was like, well, you can have it back once you graduate. If you decide to stay in this longer. We're hoping this will get these kids interested in becoming first responders, either policemen, firemen, or ambulance service, or even just first responders outside of that, just in their area communities, wherever they end up when they get older.